It is time for Vet Talk on KDOM. It's brought to you each Tuesday morning as a service of the Cottonwood Veterinary Clinic in Windham. And joining us today, Dr. Kent Leckie. How are you this morning?
Good, Steve. How are you?
Doing well. We appreciate you taking time out. Now that we're moving into fall, it's kind of a busy time for you, isn't it?
Yeah, we do a lot of getting calves ready, either to be sold or to put into to feedlots, and they're expensive right now. So I guess our thing is, you know, trying to get them worked, get them vaccinated up, and you know, knowing where food and water is in the pens, just so that they're ready to go on for the next person. We want them to be healthy.
Sure.
All the time.
So are there specific things that you look for?
We see a lot of respiratory times or respiratory things when they get into the weaning or moving type period. You know, it's kind of called shipping fever. After they move, they can get some pneumonia. So we're trying to do vaccines for that.
And vaccines can help prevent that?
Yep. Just like people getting a flu shot.
Okay.
It can really help.
Okay, so when you go out, do you go out and test a few cattle in the herd, or do you run the entire herd through vaccine? How does that work?
So we will try to do everybody for a vaccine, to prevent. And so a lot of the calves and, you know, when we're preg checking the cows, we'll give vaccines too. But for these young calves where respiratory problems are the main concern, we're giving everybody a vaccine.
Okay, so where are you at in the process? Is it kind of just starting now, or have you been doing the vaccines for a month or so?
We've been doing some, but we have a lot more to do, but we've been doing quite a few, yeah.
Okay, so does that mean if somebody's got some cattle, they need to get a hold of the vet clinic and get on the list?
Get on the list, because we're starting to schedule out a couple weeks.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And that's the big thing that you do then, is you check, you do the vaccine, and then you check to make sure they're getting the food and the water they need?
Yep, those are the biggest things, because if they're moving on to another place, you want them to be set up for that person.
Sure. Okay.
And you have your name being said in a good way.
Right.
Saying, oh, yeah, I'll take that person's calves versus this other person's.
Yep, definitely. Yeah. All right. So what else do we need to tell people about this? Now that it's this time of year, are there other things that people with cattle need to be watching out for?
I guess watch. If you've had them move already or brought some in, you know, and you're not sure of the vaccination status, let us know, or if we have to look at them, maybe you already have some problems and we'll have to treat them, just let us know.
Definitely. And you can always reach out to the veterinary clinic. You've got a 24-hour hotline.
Yep, 507-831-1473.
Very good. Kent, is there anything else we need to add today?
I think that should do it. Thank you, Steve.
All right. Hey, Dr. Kent Leckie, thank you for joining us today. And that will do it for Vet Talk this morning on KDOM. It's brought to you by the Cottonwood Veterinary Clinic in Windham.